While doing walking meditation today, a pleasurable sensation started unfolding in my body. When my mind reacted, it vanished. When mindfulness was reestablished, it reoccurred. This time I tried to lean into and investigate, and it similarly fizzled. Is sukha common during walking meditation? How should I skillfully work with this? Anytime when there's a continuity of attention, awareness, clarity, well-being will establish itself. So that, one, it's really good to, say, to experience that in the sense that it gives some encouragement to develop the walking meditation. Sometimes, I think as a forest monk, we sometimes can be a bit missionaries for spreading the word of walking meditation. Because that sometimes it's sort of like the poor cousin to sitting, or it's something you do when you can't sit any longer. But yeah, walking meditation is just, I mean, it's just as valid a practice as the sitting. And I think the being able to just use these different postures as a means of establishing that continuity of attention, then yeah, there's a natural arising of pleasant sensation when the mind starts to focus and settle. Of course, as you find out, and then the mind sort of reacts, grasps onto it, it crumples because of that. And so that one just needs to be able to establish that sense of awareness and attention that isn't trying too hard to hold on to the sensation or over-analyzing what one is experiencing, because it, similarly, it'll just shatter because once the mind is taking possession of it. It's trying to establish ownership, so to put in the causes for awareness, attention, relaxing into the practice, and then whatever arises will arise. And usually it's pleasant.